So if we get a phone caller who calls in and has this great climatic point that he wants to make, you know, or she wants to make, you know, perhaps we'll give them the Selena scene or Selena dream or Selena call or Selena your spleen or whatever the hell it is. Let me go back to the phone lines and say hi to Christina, who's in Fresno, California. Hi, Christina. What's going on?
Now you're talking about Rickrolling. That's my ringtone to my cell phone. So I get Rickrolled every time somebody calls me. It's cool.
That's awesome. I love that. What's on your mind?
The inaugural, it was awesome, and I feel like in one speech, Trump freed up the words, God bless you, Merry Christmas, and I pronounce you man and wife. I mean, political correctness died.
I'm with you. I think that it definitely did. What else you got?
And also, I know we have to hold him accountable to his inaugural address. However, we also have to stay connected to our congresswomen and congressmen.
Great point.
You can't cut them off.
Why can't I cut them off?
Because she wasn't finished.
Wait a second. I thought this is what we're doing now. What? I can't cut them off? Who said that?
Well, that's a little rude, don't you think?
How is it rude? I actually screwed up because she had a great point earlier. But I missed it, so I said, what else you got? Trying to get her to say something great again. I thought that was pretty good.
Okay.
All right. I don't know. I mean, geez, can't ask a caller to make 2 points?
She was trying to.
No, we love you. We appreciate you calling in from Fresno, and you absolutely rock. Let me go back to the phone line and say hi to Jared, who is in Missouri. Hi, Jared. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Joe? How are you today?
Living the dream, my friend. Talk to me.
I wanna wish you a happy Obama Day.
Right back at you. Happy Obama Day.
And I just wanted to make the point. I'm a millennial. I'm 29.
Right.
I actually just turned 29 right before the election. I voted for Trump, and one of my biggest selling points was the fact that he was going to bring jobs back to the country. He's been proving it already.
Yeah, right.
I mean, and you're looking at, and with what Carrie said earlier about she was surprised there was a lot of young people there. You got to think about, I love it, by the way. You got
to
think
get
about
to it.
The fact that I graduated in 2000.
Oh, great point. Excellent.
Dude.
These poor people.
I know. He's just going to tell us when the year he was graduating.
Well, it's Free Speech Friday. He got it at his point. I mean, I thought he made his point. He said, I've got a point. I'm going to tell you something. Right. And then he mentioned you, and that's when I just started. I had to play it.
All right.
So instead of Rickrolling him, when you mention Carrie, I'm going to start the music.
Dude, no, that's just
It's
rude.
A segment I like to call Start the Music. Come on. It is so Friday, man. It is so Friday. Let me go back to the phone lines. Now, listen, if you've been on hold and you've heard this mess, this fun that Polo's making me have, if you've heard this, I want you to understand it's going to happen to you, too. So if I were you, I'd start making a point and make it really count, okay? Carrie, have I not warned the people?
You have warned them, yes.
All right, let's go to Kathy in Oklahoma. Kathy, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe. It would help if you were to lean without the words, just the music.
Well, no, I can't do that. No. The music is that's telling you that's where you've got to make your point, and then you're done.
Oh, man, you got to yell over her, though.
No, you don't. I just hang up on your ass. So you don't have to yell over anybody. I'm going to hang up on you. But I love you. I mean, no, go ahead and make a great point for me. All right, go ahead.
I have a very great point.
All right, here we go.
You mentioned something about what President Trump represented to America.
Yes.
I say he represents the identity of America.
That's a good point.
It was the soul of America. Yes.
Right? Come on. Do it. Do it. Okay. Oh, man. How's she going to do it? Oh, no. Come on. What the hell happened? They can't start laughing when I do it. That's like it's going to ruin the call. Really?
Poor woman. She couldn't get her thought out.
I thought that was great. I thought it was wonderful. I mean, when the music starts playing, you got to bring it, man. You got to bring it like it's been brought.
Hurry.
No?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she hears the music, starts cracking up. That's not going to help the situation, is it?
You're going to do this to every caller?
I don't know. I'm feeling good about it. I tell you what, we had full phone calls for 3 straight hours. They're all hanging up now. They're scared to death about what's about to happen to them.
I don't blame them.
Listen, talk to Polo. He started all this crap. 1-800-383-9624. Let's see if Mitch has something to bring. Mitch, what's going on in Salem, Oregon? Hi.
Hey, what up, Joe? Hey,
living the dream, man. Talk to me.
Nice. You know, I was calling in. I'm a musician, and I was going to, do a little sound split for you with GarageBand.
Do it.
For the song.
Go ahead.
Dude, you guys nailed it. Like, that Fellini, like, you guys are nailing it. Every time I can't stop laughing with each caller.
No, I think you made a great point. I think that...
I did.
You're probably right.
Obama, some said the Bible today, said this, how good...
Oh, wow, you killed it. Wow, great. All right, man. Yes! Come on, man. Let me ask you this, people. Can you get this kind of fun on any other radio show? I mean, let's be honest.
No. Nobody else is doing this, but
I don't see the big guys doing this crap. I don't see the little guys doing this crap.
Still leaning,
you know what
everybody.
You see doing this crap? You see me doing this crap. Okay? That's why. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. It is a free speech Friday. Listen, I want you to make your point, but that guy called in to tell us that we're doing a good job at the Selening.
Oh, he liked it. He thought it was funny. So, yeah.
He went through a garage band or something. He was going to Selene it for us. But, I mean, we found the spot now, I think.
Mm-hmm. Like, you got it now.
Now, once I hit it, we should probably figure out how much time do they have once I hit it. Hold on. Let's figure that out.
Let's count it.
Okay. Right. Better finish. Here we go. Get it out. Come on. Exactly 10 seconds. All right. So, you have 10 seconds by the time I roll that. To really nail it. And I mean, I want you to now, on the 10th second, you got to really just kill it. See, here's what happened. This is something interesting, a little inside baseball for you if you're listening on the radio or on the Facebook or whatever. Everybody who was on hold hung up because they're all scared to death of this.
They don't want
to
do
it. And now we've got only one line open. Every other phone line just refilled. Ooh. Because they know now they want to try.
Okay, that's going to be good.
Now they want to get Selene.
Somebody's going to do it.
They think they can nail it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give them a shot. Let's go to Sandy in Minnesota. Sandy, what's on your mind? Hi.
I am just cracking up. I'm in tears laughing.
What's the matter? You okay? You're going to be all right?
Yes, but you are so funny with that silly deal.
No, I think you're making a great point. I really do. But come on.
No Obama Day.
No, you didn't. Come on. Oh, that was wonderful. Come on, man. Bring me 10 great seconds of information.
Come on. Somebody's going to do it. I know it.
1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. I'm guessing that probably is going to continue for the rest of the show. I'm just going to put it out there. I think that probably will continue on the Joe Pags Show. It's 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there. I'd love to hear from you on Inauguration Day 2017. Keep it here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.